was going for the journey. It was not easy. I came down, I broke down. The person, both of us traveled, broke down, recovered before me. You know how the accident happened? We managed the vehicle without a spare. And it's a very heavy vehicle. It's a Jeep. When we came back, just called me this morning, said, do I know what happened? Since then, he's not been able to do the spare. They just finished using the vehicle yesterday, packed it. As he packed it, he went upstairs to do something. The tire blew. Where he has finished using it for everything he wanted to use it, it blew inside the compound. People were running helter-skelter, thinking that it was in the east, that they have come to attack them. Because it was evening time. People were running out of their house. If you are there when a tire blew, you will know how loud, like a accident. Sometimes when we travel, when we come back to Abraka here, immediately we come back, the tire, immediately we pack the vehicle, the tire will scatter. There was once we traveled to, like what our brother said, coming from Abuja, the tie rod or whatever pulled out of the vehicle at midnight. It took God. How God made that vehicle that the tie rod pull out, those of you that drive, to carry us successfully to Abraka, is a testimony I have shared in some places. And God brought us back. So all these things, when you travel and come back, you think is by your power. It's the grace of God. You don't know what the devil planned for you. Father, we thank you for the study that is set before us this moment. We appreciate you for the grace to be here, to be able to be in your presence on a midweek like this. Speak to us briefly in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a topic which says leaders as a whippers. One of my testimonies is that at a point I wanted to call pastor when I learned I'm the one to talk today because I need rest. About 2 weeks now, I really need rest. What I'm going through. So, but the Spirit of God and encouragement from my wife say I shouldn't do that. So I summon courage and God gave me the grace to stand here. I have not gone to office for more than 1 week. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, is by the grace of God. What the devil threw at us is much. But God has kept us. If I allow you people to testify now, some of you will be moved to talk. Don't eat your testimony. It encourages others. Praise the Lord. It encourages how many people? Others. There are many people I know here that are going almost through what I'm going through. And they came to church. Others, small thing, they will lie down at home. So such is what we need from one another to stand firm. All right, the topic says leaders as equippers. Can we say it? Leaders as equippers. Background scripture is Ephesians 2, 4 to 8. Ephesians chapter 2. Verses 4 to 8. We'll dwell much on Ephesians this afternoon. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 8 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. There's another scripture, Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. It says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints. For the perfecting, that is verse 12, of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Leaders as equippers. If you allow me, if you read other versions, if you have NIV, you may see the version that is talking about equipping. For the perfecting of the saints, for the equipping, and so on and so forth. For the edifying of the body of Christ. So, introduction says the leaders equip the believers, that is saints, to do work, to do the work of ministry, and they build up the body of Christ. The leaders equip the believers, the saints, to do the work of ministry, and they build up the body of Christ. In other words, all Christians are ministers with significant spiritual roles to play. All Christians are ministers by God's design. All Christians are ministers with significant spiritual roles to play. All the part of a vehicle is the vehicle with different roles to play to make the vehicle complete and to be able to function effectively. So all Christians are ministers at various parts to do different roles. The leader's primary job is not to do it all. It's not to do everything, but to equip the laymen to minister. To equip the brethren, everybody, to be active in their part for the whole body of Christ to move forward. So, the leader's job is to train them, to train the body of Christ, the believers, in doctrine, and ministry. So, you need to indoctrinate them, to let them know what their belief is, what is expected of them, what is not expected of them. That is the job of a leader. And when that is done, they become matured Christians, doing their various ministry with or without or with little supervision of the leader. They will be able to do what they ought to do when they ought to do it. That is a sign of maturity. Praise the Lord. I hope somebody is hearing me clearly. Good. So the leader's job is to train them in doctrine and ministry. Doctrine. What is our doctrine as believers, as Christians? See, our doctrine, the Word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, the New and the Old Testament. If you go to Psalm 149, he says he has given us the double-edged sword in our hands. That is Old Testament and New Testament. He has given us this sword. Amen. Alright. He said, help them to find their unique ministry. Number one, to train them in doctrine and ministry. The basic ethics or the basic belief and practice of that particular ministry or mission or body of Christ. That is what the leader is supposed to do. Then help them now to find their unique ministry roles through prayer, through guidance, and so on and so forth. Provide structures in which they can play these roles. Create programs and avenues where they will be able to do their ministry, where they will be able to function effectively. And then let them minister. When they have been trained, when they have been properly trained, like Jesus Christ took time to tutor the disciples. He discipled them. He trained them. He was doing things and allowed them to observe what he was doing. If you go to Acts of Apostles 1, from verse 1, he said, "My former treatise to you, O Theophilus, of what he began to do, and to do what? To teach." So the doing comes first. And that is why Jesus could say, "Go and do as I have done to you." Raise people that will be able to teach others, to impart on others what I have imparted on you. In other words, leadership by example. He does it, and they watch him do it, and he say, "Do as I do." It's not do what I'm telling you, but do what you see me do. Praise the Lord. So he said, help them to find their unique roles, ministry roles. Provide structure in which they can play these roles, and then let them minister. You don't create the opportunity for them without guidance and so on. Let them stand out to show whether they have actually matured. Our motto in our Savior's Chapel is towards what? Maturity. And that is why there are some things that we did in the past which is contrary to our doctrine, which is the Bible, which right now we stood vehemently against them, because we are getting matured. Can't be doing all those childish things we were doing when we started as babies. Now we are growing old and getting gray hair with a lot of knowledge. No, then we are not growing and we are not maturing. So when you see some things happening in the church in form of discipline and so on, it is leaders equipping the immature ones to become matured, because we are going towards maturity. Towards what? Maturity. If you don't know the slogan of the church, please let it sink into your head. So if somebody is coming to tell you, "But they did this for this person, they did this for me, why are they changing it now?" You should tell the person that we are going towards what? Maturity. You don't join them to begin to gossip or begin to talk. That means you are very immature, or take sides. When the church is going towards maturity, equipping you to be able to make heaven, then you are kicking against the maturity. How will you grow? How will you be matured? How will you make heaven? So at Savior's Chapel, we should know that God has brought a lot of ministers to take us to where we expected to be. And we should rally around them to get to that maturity. But if we begin to work against them and divide the house, we are not ready to mature. And Jesus will kick us out on the last day. Because we are sowing seed of what? Discord. And allow root of bitterness to grow up and defy many. Instead of correcting them, you are siding them in their wrong. Then you yourself, you need to check yourself, because you are walking against Christ. You are walking against the church. You are walking against maturity. You are walking against the word of God. Praise the Lord. So he said, the saints are being equipped to do the work of ministry. What is ministry? We've been talking about ministry, ministry, ministry. What is ministry? Ah,
Any since they have ministry, everybody has ministry. So all of us should go and open a church. Then who will be attending our Savior's chapel?
What is ministry?
Somebody must have been worried. Even me, I'm worried.
Ministry in Christianity is the activity carried out by Christians to express or spread their faith. It's not opening a church or opening a branch or having hiring a hall. You know you are doing ministry. Brother Tinuke, Sister Joyce, have started a ministry. You don't rent hall. Praise the Lord. No, that is not exactly what ministry is all about. Somebody can be called to do a specific work, but all of us have a ministry in the body of Christ. And this ministry in Christianity is the activities carried out by Christians, sanctuary keepers, our instrumentalists, who are doing their ministry, the choir, the choral group, they are all doing their ministry. Ministry in Christianity is the activities carried out, visitation team, welfare unit, carried out by Christians to express or spread their faith, e.g., the Great Commission. All of them, some were sharing food. All of them were not serving table. Some went to minister the word. So, that is ministry. Every Christian is spirit. Okay, yes. Every Christian is spiritually gifted. Can somebody say, I am gifted by God? I want to let you know, every Christian is spiritually what? Gifted. Such gifting is given in order to perform spiritual ministry. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 6. Romans 12. I will come back to these scriptures. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 6. Romans 12, 6 to 8. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 11. 1 Peter 4, 10 to 11. When we dwell, I put it in bracket, that dwell, I stressed it. When we dwell, we enjoy spiritual fruitfulness and vitality largely because the leadership is committed to equipping the people for effective, needed, an often sophisticated ministry. What do I mean by dwell? When we dwell together in unity, as expected of us, as was the practice of the early believers, where there is no backbiting, where there is no gossip, where there is no divide and rule, where there is no tribalism, where there is no nepotism, and all those things that have bedeviled the church today. Eye service, psychophancy, saboteur inside church, politicking, unhealthy politicking. They had one mind. They had everything in common. Their mind is how to help one another to be complete, not to lack anything, that they won't become a reproach to the body of Christ because of their lack or inadequacies. The target was to make sure everybody is properly catered for so that they won't have need to struggle unnecessarily. They will have time to serve their God faithfully. They had one mind. A little prayer, they pray God visit them because they were united, spirit, soul, and body. An injury to one is an injury to all. When one is down, everybody is crying. It's not the one say, hey, Shebi, I tell you, say it to the show itself. You will be the one that will carry the news to people that have not heard it, to the uttermost part of the earth. Brother, all is well, oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you don't kill the person for back, finish. Now don't judge and conclude. Stamp them. Finish up. Does they laugh them? They greet in a mockery. In the body of Christ. Then we lift up hands to pray. Fire. Fire will not fall. It will not fall. But we are deceiving ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Phone click. You prefer this person to the other one. When they are preaching, your ear is blocked. Because it's not the person you prefer that is talking. Even if God is spitting fire through the person, nothing will happen. Until your favorite come. I belong to Paul. I belong to Apollos. I belong to this one. No. It ought not to be so. So when we dwell with the mind to serve God and to serve one another in the body of Christ, like Jesus taught us, servant leadership, we will enjoy spiritual what? Fruitfulness and vitality. That is strength. We'll have unusual manifestation of his power. And there is unity. Not because of too much fasting, wearing your health out of fast. No. Love. Bond of love. Very strong. Largely because the leadership is committed to equipping the people for effective, needed, and often sophisticated ministry. So, this will be as a result of the concerted effort of the leaders. When we have a leadership that is weak, in the sense that the leaders don't greet each other properly, they stomach one evil or the other against each other and laugh hypocritical laugh in our presence, why they have opportunity, they rubbish one another behind. We are just pretending. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The person we smooth talk in your presence as a leader, when you go behind, they will phone click with other leaders to talk about you. What they cannot come in your front to confront you with and tell you, then there is a problem. They will enjoy more spiritual fruitfulness, vitality. The leadership is weak. But when the leadership is strong, they don't tolerate such. They have one mind. They are united. And whatsoever that is happening in the leadership trickles down into the body. When the leaders are hypocrites, they will raise hypocrites as followers. When the blind lead the blind, both of them fall into the pit. When eye service people are in leadership, people will become eye service people. When disciplined leaders are in leadership, people will become disciplined. So the leadership is very important if we must dwell, if we must be equipped for effectiveness, even in sophisticated ministry. There are sophisticated ministry, yes. Ministry that deal with some delicate matters or that operate in a delicate way. Everybody is not given that ministry. I know what I'm talking about. And such people, if we have leaders as equippers, they will be able to equip them to go through that delicacy and intricacy of the ministry without bringing shame and embarrassment. For instance, okay, let me cite one ministry that is very delicate. Those people that are called into worship or song ministry. If you're a young man called into that ministry and you sing very well, many of them have met me with the problem of immorality. Girls always disturb them. Likewise, if you're a girl and you sing very well, boys disturb them too. And other, the spiritual aspect, devil, want to use them too. They'll be seeing different things because they have a good voice to push them into the world, to move many souls to the devil. So those are some of the delicacies. But if we have good leaders, they will be able to train them even in the face of all these things, they will not mess up. You discover that many of these ministers, they mess up. Some marry how many times, especially those of them into evangelistic, that is song ministry. So they are delicate. Let me stop that there. I have a question to throw to you. You may not answer. A discussion for you to discuss in your heart. Has anyone ever been in a church where little or no effort was made to equip people for ministry? Have you attended a church where little or no effort is made to even know where you are coming from or who you are? So far you come, they feed the church, drop offering and go. What was that like compared to a church where this is a goal? They ask you when you don't come to church, why didn't you come today? Some people will come to the house to find out what is happening to you. Say, we have not seen you in your unit for quite some time now. What is the problem? Where there is genuine concern. Have you been in any of such churches? How do you feel about each and every one of them? Where even when you are sick and you nearly died, and strangers will come help you, your church member don't even know that you are sick, that you are dying. When they even see you, they won't even tell you, say, we have not seen you for some time. What is happening? They just say, hey, good morning. Hey, now what? I've been looking for you since. Praise the Lord. I've been looking for you. Praise the Lord. So, how do you feel? Where they care for you? A day you don't come, everybody is calling you. They are trying to find out what is happening. Leaders as equippers. You are visited every now and then. What, the second question, what happens to Christians who don't understand they are supposed to minister? It's a question to you. Christians who don't believe they are ministers, they believe they can be Christian professors, Christian PhD holders, Christian business tycoon, Christian accountant, Christian managing director, Christian transport company owners. They don't believe they are ministers. That right there, they can reach out to souls. They can preach. They are doing their business successfully, praying for God to prosper it. They don't use it to reach out to souls. What about that ministry? 8 ways leaders can be equippers. 8 ways leaders can be equippers. In Ephesians 4:13, equipping means joining others on a journey towards maturity. Like you are in our Savior's Chapel and our motto is towards maturity in what? Christ. Hello? So when they discipline you for doing wrong, you should know that leaders are equipping you to be an effective Christian to make heaven. They don't hate you. They love you. That is why they discipline you. But when they don't love you, they will leave you to live your life anyhow you like. And at the end, you face damnation before God. So leaders have the responsibility to discipline, to guide, to exalt, and all those provisions made to equip us to be matured unto maturity. And when you are facing the fire of this discipline, you should not throw in the towel or begin to form clique or begin to fight against the church or begin to gossip, but you should take it in good faith, knowing that it's for good and that you yourself should be an example, because you're also a leader at a level. If you do not take the discipline well, you are now a bad leader. Others are citing you as example to misbehave. You have brought schism in the body of Christ. It ought not to be, brethren. Ephesians 4:13. Equipping means training them to depart from their old ways. 8 ways. Leaders can be equippers. Training people to be able to depart from their old ways. If you steal no more. Labor with your hands. They bring skill acquisition. They teach people and empower them so that they won't be stealing. They won't be prostituting. They won't be busybody begging up and down. They should be able to cater for themselves. Basic needs. Not to bring reproach to the church. So it's part of leadership training and part of equipment given to believers through leadership. Praise the Lord. Does it happen in our Savior's Chapel? If this one or two of these things are happening in our Savior's Chapel, can I hear hallelujah? God bless you people. If you people say it's not happening, I would say all of you are liars. Because I've been in this church, former chairman, when they were calling out people to empower them. Some of them are at large now. Oh yes. When they call for training, for tailoring, for this, for that. So I was here. I saw it. So if you people keep quiet, I will shout. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:14, 1 Timothy 5:1. Equipping means teaching them sound doctrine. Teaching sound doctrine, discernment. How to discern what is right and what is wrong. Not until pastor say it. And integrity. Equipping means teaching them sound doctrine, discernment, and integrity. You can be going through the scriptures. I deliberately decided to leave those scriptures. They are spelled out there. You can study them. I may run them through before I drop the mic. Ephesians 4:14. You can see something relevant to what I said. Sound doctrine. Many are teaching doctrine that is not sound. We should be able to equip them with sound doctrine on every aspect of life and existence. Every aspect. Career, marriage, sex, romance, courtship, dating, places to go and places not to go, association to join and association not to join. How to dress and how not to dress. How to eat and how not to eat. They are all in the Bible. You know, gluttony was punishable by stoning to death in the Old Testament. Gluttony. They bring cocoyam. You collect. They bring pami. Bawum. Carry big bag like this. Anyone that come. Anybody that is behaving like that, they bring the person out and stone the person to death. It's an abomination. Praise the Lord. It's not only incest and all those things. There are many things punishable by death in Leviticus. You can go and study it. God have not discarded those things. Amen. So we should be able to teach sound doctrine. People should know what is right. Then it says equipping means engaging in honest and loving correction. Honest and loving correction. Ephesians 4:14 have some things to say about it. Equipping means engaging in honest and loving correction. Not destructive correction. Not dishonest correction. But honest, loving. Equipping means coaching them to become like Christ. Ephesians 4:15. Coaching them to become like Christ. Excuse me. Why that word coaching? A coach takes the lead. If you watch coaches, sometimes when they lead their squad or their group out, they are in front, demonstrating what they want the others to do. So when they are doing exercise, coach will be dancing like this. Others will follow. Praise the Lord. So, you don't just stand up and be telling them, all of you run, do your leg like this. No. He showed them example. If you want to play banana shot, coach will show them how to keep leg. To play it we kick it, you will see the ball, it will curve. He says, so when you use that side, so it shows example. He don't just wear suit. Say, I'm the coach. Oh, yes. Sitting under AC. All players, file up here. No. They demonstrate it. So, leaders should be able to demonstrate what they are to teach others. Your life should be able to showcase what you preach. You don't preach left and you do right. Your life and your message should be one. You should be able to raise up people that do what you do, not what you say, and don't do what you do. That is effective leadership. As a whippers. So, coaching them to be like Christ. Oh, yes. A whipping means living in community. Living in community. Communal lifestyle. You don't just think about yourself. Yourself. If it is not about you, it should not be entertained. You should be selfless. To think more how to affect the people in the community of the body of Christ where you are. How your life can affect them positively. What can you contribute to make their life better? Amen. So we live in community. We don't live in isolation. We should be able to know what is happening. You know, COVID have made many of us not to visit anybody. But Christianity is against it. It's a communal religion. If we separate ourselves, then we are not practicing Christianity. So I see all these things happening as a direct attack against Christian faith and Christianity. And it really got many of us so bad. Has really got many of us so very bad. We are now living in bondage of fear. We cannot exercise our faith. These are two different things. There are some level of obedience that will make you to be a subject to being living in bondage of fear. We should be aware of it. Equipping means living in community, not in isolation. Ephesians 4:16. Equipping means challenging them to be engaged and actively serving. Ephesians 4:16. So you challenge them. When you see your leader sweeping, that person you see as a leader in your unit, in your church, in the body of Christ, where you are, sweeping. For instance, I heard there was a time they were doing something in Redeem. Papa Deboye, who has a jet of 60 something million dollars. As big as he is, with building everywhere, was carrying block. What do you expect will happen? They put head, they carry block, they go, they drop. The other pastors, Papa, he said, no, allow me to do the work of God. What do you think will happen? Papa don't need to tell people to stand up. Even crippled people, all of them will be struggling to carry block. Praise the Lord. In the process, God may heal some of them without any prayer. So, that is what Jesus taught us. He forgot all he has amassed, all the branches they have under him. He humbled himself, carry block. I heard the story. So, that is leadership. He's trying to equip leaders to know that before God, we are nothing. All those things are just what God gave us to help us to further the gospel. Some we abuse them. Equipping means growing them and growing the church. Ephesians 4:16. Now, media, you can help me open to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. verse 11. Okay, we have read it. Help me open to Ephesians 4:13 and be scrolling it to 16. Ephesians 4:14, if possible. If not, I have a Bible here. Amen. I may not wait. Okay, thank you. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Please hold it there. You see what I said about a vehicle. I just decided to use a vehicle. There are many things to use. A vehicle has many parts. All of them work hand in hand to make the vehicle very effective mobile equipment for mobility. So, if any part of the vehicle has problem, the rest part suffers it. If any part pulls out, the rest part is incapacitated to a large extent. Hallelujah. That is how the body of Christ is. So, all of us are ministers. We have roles to play to make the body of Christ very effective. Some are playing their role. Some are not playing their role. If all of us are playing our role, the body will be more effective. Our prayer will be more effective. Our evangelism will be more effective. Everything we are doing, we will see more effectiveness in them. Our worship will be more effective. But when many have not even discovered their ministry, they don't even know they have a ministry. Many are thinking that until they mount pulpit, they have not got a ministry. Many are thinking until they blow trumpet, they have not got a ministry. All must not blow trumpets. All must not be in sanctuary. All must not be in prayer band. Do you know your ministry? Effective leadership will help everyone to know their ministry and to function. I pray that God will help us, that we'll be effective in leadership, both in the church as believers and saints, both at home, because it's in two ways, in short, three ways, both in the society at large. When we go to the office, we are leading. There is a scripture, we quote it, I shall be the head and not the tail. I shall be the head and not the tail. And there is a professor in your office, and you are the cleaner in the office, and you shall be the head, and the professor is your head. How do you fulfill this scripture? By coming very early to office. When you come late, you write the exact time you came. Hello, he will come and advise you, the professor. Don't you know that this thing can lead to your sack? He said, I cannot lie. You are leading. When they gather to discuss, they say, that person, no, he cannot lie. Oh. Even against himself, he can do things. We cannot do. Me, I'm a Christian too. I'm even a pastor. I'm even a professor. I cannot do that. You're already leading in that office. You are showing an exemplary Christ-like. It's not by position. It's not by name. But by integrity and honesty, you are leading.
But by the time you say, ah, now our boss is even a pastor over me, say this, bring brown envelope. You that is because you are the one there. You collect it and shocking it in. You have failed. You have failed Christ. You have failed Christianity. You have failed the body of Christ. As a leader, you are a failing leader. You need to repent. Praise the Lord. Are we still together? Is somebody offended? In the office where you are, they pay you salary. You collect the toll. You collect recharge card. You collect ISA. They pay you. If patients is admitted, they will buy Omo to wash toilet. You share and divide these things. Call people and sell them and share the money. Before you will sign something in office where you are working, they must give you something to understand. So you think we came here to wash ceiling? This our car, no, they use fuel. They there now. You go there, your clothes go tear for your body. You no go get your transcript. You no go get this one. You no go get that one. In short, your paper go soon lost. You get sense, so yes. Bring that paper here. Let me sign it. 500 naira don't come. 1,000 don't come. You are not a Christian good leader. At that level, you are not a leader. In short, you are not a good leader. You are a leader. But you are showing a very bad example. A bad leader. You should be able to say, no, I am paid for my job. They will say, Mama, do you know it's only in this office since we didn't queue up. They didn't do us. Go and come tomorrow. Go and come. Immediately, within 5 minutes. I don't believe that this kind of thing is still happening. Some will come back and say, take this money. He say, no. I'm even thinking, looking at you, that you need some money. Do you have your transport? He say, Mama, God will bless you. Say, do you know I pay 1,000 in the other office? And so on and so forth. Are you a good leader? Do you collect money from students to write exam for them? How do they become, tomorrow they get job? How will they deliver? When you copy exam malpractice for people and aid and abet exam malpractice, are you a leader? A Christian leader, a good leader. So, brethren, you can see that leadership, as a whipper, we are in the university environment, we are equipping people with knowledge. What about morality? I asked a question in a gathering, as I do ask. I say, many of us employ special teachers for our children to teach them mathematics and English, to become professors, PhD holders, to become first class material. How many of us hire people to teach Bible to our children? Praise the Lord. How many of us hire people to teach? We don't do that. Sometimes when our children carry Bible to read, we even spank them and shout for them. This is why you fail mathematics. Every time you are reading Bible, 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 Bible. You should not be able to balance the two. So, okay, read mass for 1 hour, then you can study your Bible. No. You shout for them as if what they are doing is very evil, very terrible thing, that they are doing the wrong thing, and we are leaders in the church. But when we see them studying mathematics, we will buy the chicken lab from Chicken Republic to encourage them. When they read Bible, where they will learn morality, we want to kill them. Then tomorrow you say that devil is working against your children, that your child don't join cult, he don't become this, he don't become that. Hey, who I offend? Oh, my village people don't come. It's not your village people. Praise the Lord. You are a bad leader. We need to go back to the basics. Study to show yourself approved unto God.
a workman, a leader that needed not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. May the Lord bless us and make us leaders who are equippers, who will equip the people with the right lifestyle, Christ-like lifestyle, so that by our leadership, we will bring many people to heaven at last, in Jesus' name. God bless you. I don't know whether there will be questions. If there are questions,
it's time for question and